a relish, but I'm still awful late. Come on, Donna! Well, now, one thing is for sure. He was truly in my corner when it came to going out on dates. Ah, man! I came to him one day, I said, Daddy, I got a date with Betty Lou Bialaski. And I'm wondering if I'm gonna get me a slice. He said, well, son, has she got a reputation of any kind, of a hose bag? He said, Daddy, I don't know. Some of the guys say that they've been lucky, but I can't be sure. You know how guys will talk. And I'm kind of excited. I do like her, but I do want a slice. He said, well, son, we got to survey the situation, see what the likelihood is. First of all, does she smoke cigarettes? I said, yeah, I believe she does. He said, that's a good sign, son. You know what they say? If they smoke, they poke. I said, really? He said, it's true. They done surveys on that. I said, unbelievable. He said, when's she due? I said, she should be here any time. That's her right there coming up the driveway. He took a look through his binoculars. He said, well, that's a good sign, huh? You don't get a round mouth from eating square meals. Wait a minute, son. I said, what, Daddy, what? He said, I think I see doodad bruises on the chin. He said, you see the way her beehive hairdo is scrunched down like that? I said, yeah. He said, I think somebody done had a beer can up there. He said, son, I think you're gonna do fine. I said, well, Daddy, I'm scared. I don't know. I ain't never done nothing like this before. How will I know when the time is right? He said, you'll just know, son. Like after the dinner and the dancing's done, when you're in the driveway in the car, just start nuzzling her for a while. I said, but how long? He said, just a while. And then he said, grab those bordacious top. Nuzzle them for a while. I said, but for how long? He said, son, it's something you get the feel for. I said, but say if a thing goes good, Daddy, how will I know when the moment for skewering has arrived? He said, that's easy, son. Just go ahead and grab that thing. And if it feels like you're feeding the horse, you know she's ready. And so, sure enough, I'd followed Daddy's advice, and he was right. I mean, everything went cold as clockwork. So to celebrate, I bought him a $500 woman. He said, son, is this all the money from your newspaper route? I said, I don't care, Daddy. He said, you really got me a gift certificate from a $500 hugger. I said, it's all yours. I love you, Daddy. He said, I love you, son. Sure enough, Daddy went on over there to the place where she worked out of. She said, so you're the one. Your son came by and got her. I said, he said, I know. He's a good boy, ain't he? She said, well, you get naked. I'll be right with you. So she went in the bathroom to freshen that thing up. And she comes back. There's Daddy leaning back on the bed enjoying Rosie. She said, my God, what are you doing? He said, listen, lady, for $500, you're not getting the easy one.
Keep it here for more.